A recent Perspectives contributor lamented the disappearance of magazines in waiting rooms. This moved me deeply. I occasionally forget to pack entertainment for my child, and they take my phone, leaving me with nothing but the gears in my head. But it's more than that. I love magazines. When I was in college, I tore the ads out of my Vogue and would paper my dorm room walls with them. I buy an issue of the fashion magazine every time I fly, and I impulse subscribed to a few print magazines and even read them, although I canceled my New Yorker subscription because it comes too frequently. There's something about magazine journalism that just hits different. I like the long-winded articles, the advertisements, and the feel of the glossy paper in my hand. As a features writer, I know that these issues are painstakingly planned, often 6 months or more in advance. As print media flounders in a digital ecosystem, staff writers are vanishing with your waiting room magazines. Today's magazines have small staffs and a rotating cast of freelance contributors whose benefits the publishers don't have to pay for. Unfortunately, traditional media still hasn't figured out a sustainable business model in today's world of short-form, vertical content delivered to us by algorithms. I will likely never land a staff writer role at Condé Nast. And it's not just because I don't want to move to New York. Media, as we know it, is dead. We can only remember its legacy. I'm Nia Norris, and this is my perspective.